This is Hannah Anders, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Last interview for the day, Hannah Anders.
Here I am, Lee Williams.
Brilliant. Wonderful. And such great news. We're talking to you today as you announced your Scottish tour.
Yes, sir. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
We were just saying last time I saw you was right before the pandemic hit. And I feel like 2 years, it's been 20 is how it feels. So I'm ready to go back.
Right. Because we had you over a few years ago doing a radio tour,
yes.
and you did a couple of gigs up in Scotland,
yes.
And they absolutely loved you.
God bless them. They were such a great crowd. So they enough to have us back. Let's see if we can be two for two.
It's quite a big tour. It's about, 10 days?
You were 2 weeks.
Two weeks. That's great. Yeah. All in Scotland. That's
all
very
in
good.
All in Scotland. We're in this little loop in Scotland.
Are you just going to keep it in Scotland? You're not going to come down into... civilization
out of the highlands. You know, not on this trip, I don't think, but the hope is that this is one of a few trips this year, so I'm hoping we'll get down into England next time and then get back into Ireland, which we've done several times, hopefully as well this year. So.
Probably a good thing, really. At least you can establish it in the world to get around.
Yes.
And then you'll be back again.
Yeah, yes. I'm excited. I'm so excited.
You have a great new single.
Thank you. Redneck Riding Hood.
That's it.
Yes.
Which is in the name of the tour as well.
That is also the name of the tour. That might be piquing people's interest more than me, to be honest with you. She's quite a good little character. It was really fun to bring her to life and shoot the music video for her finally. And I've been wanting to do that for a long time. So it was nice to give her a face and a character and a story. And we got a press review on it that said, we've basically set the new version of Red Riding Hood. This should now be the fairy tale going forward. So I'm going to take that as a high compliment. This is the new standard of Red Riding Hood going forward.
And it's also on your current album.
It is on the current album, yeah.
Which is called?
Evolution. This is Hannah Anders, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
There was a girl from Tennessee driving through the boonies in her pickup with the pedal down. White walls, red hood, halter top, looking good. Going to grandma's house. And what big eyes she had. And what big lips she had. And what jumped her instead. You should have seen it when she roundhouse kicked.
pandemic's out the way, you started doing dates here now?
We are, yes. We had a couple last year, but last year still felt very start and stop with the pandemic. We were still kind of dealing with Delta and all these different things. So, yes, this year, first big run is going to be out to Scotland, and then we have several dates filling in the summer. We've got a almost 3-week run up to Maine and Wisconsin and back down in July, and then hopefully back out to the UK in the late summer, early fall. It's kind of the tentative.
Sounds a good deal.
Yeah.
Good plan.
Yes, I'm thinking. Good, good yes. Work. And it's still early in the year, really, so.
Of course, the other thing that happened in pandemic, because you had nothing to do.
I had nothing to do.
You got married.
I got married! I got engaged on the radio tour.
You did.
That you set up for me.
That's right.
Did you know that was going to happen?
Yes.
So we got engaged in Birmingham, in Cannon Hill Park, in the pitch black, and it started raining, and my now husband knelt down on the ground and got soaking wet, and he pulled the ring out and I couldn't see it because it was so dark, and then he took his phone with like the light and he was like trying to balance. It was pretty hysterical, but it was, that will now make that radio tour probably the most memorable one of my life.
So you got married and
married.
Does he perform with you?
No, Daniel's a record producer.
Okay.
He did my entire album. Brilliant. He actually just went number one on the UK iTunes charts like last week with an artist. So brilliant, brilliant producer, engineer, and my number one support system in the world. But we are not in the, he produces in that way, but we don't play in the band together. We have a little separation of church and state, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I see you as a very independent woman anyway.
I am.
Yes.
Hannah Anders. still Hannah Anders. Although his last name is Ford, and Hannah Ford might be a really good country singer name.
Well, that's true.
It's not bad. If I ever decide to change it, I think it's solid.
Okay. Well, as long as you're happy and you're enjoying life and doing your music, and that's what you want to do.
Yep.
That's really good. So, yeah, so plenty of dates over here. Still writing songs, are you?
Still writing. So, you know, during the pandemic, in addition to planning a wedding, which was a strange thing to be doing in a pandemic, because I was sort of planning with the hopes that I would get to get married. So many people had to push their weddings back. Fortunately, we didn't. But in addition to that, I actually took a lot of last year, so you might know, but I also vocal coach. And I think we've talked about that. So I actually built like an online masterclass program called the Vocal Academy. And I built that over COVID, which was a way that people could access online training from me in like there's like 25 videos of fundamentals of singing. So all my like creative writing energy got shifted into building the Vocal Academy, which is now launched. And I literally was sitting with somebody on my team last week, and she said, all right, it's 2022, what are we doing? I said, I gotta write. I feel like I've spent the last year filming instructional videos, so I'm getting back to it. But it's been a minute since I've sat down and gotten my brain back in that zone, so I'm ready.
And something else you did in pandemic.
Yes, what did I do?
You have developed a Miranda Lambert tribute show.
Yes, I have! I can't, don't sit still well.
No, you don't.
Yes, we developed Miranda Lambert tribute, which we launched last year, at the end of last year. That has been, you know, the whole reason for that was really with the pandemic. There was such a bottleneck on live shows with original bands, and it seemed that the tributes were the only ones that were kind of getting around this bottleneck, because venues who've also been hit very hard knew that the built-in fan base would show up and they could sell tickets. So we thought, okay, well, if you won't book us as the Hannah Anders band, how about you book us as the Miranda Lambert tribute? And there isn't one. So everyone's gotten really excited about it. What's interesting is we have a gig in Maine in July. They only reached out because of Kerosene, the tribute band, because they wanted the tribute. Learned about the Hannah Anders band, fell in love with us, so we're opening that night as Kerosene and we're headlining as the Hannah Anders band. I know.
Strange.
I have 30 that's minutes.
The audience will go, I've just seen her.
Oddly familiar. I have 30 minutes to like phone booth myself and come back. But that was exactly the thing we wanted to happen, was that people are so inundated that we thought, okay, how do we sort of offer something that is different and sets us apart and makes it easier for venues to have us in, and then sort of pulls us through and anchors us as we tour.
Hannah, thank you so much.
Thanks, Lee. Thank you. This is Hannah Anders, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Well, this bar's too small for a mouth that big, and you keep getting louder after every swig. Been talking that mess for way too long, blaming my man for doing you wrong. Been trying to take the high road, but I've had all I can stand. And I'm not one for drama, but since you're forcing my hand, have you ever thought maybe he treats a lady like a lady? Now girl, I'll tell you, it's amazing. You treat a good man right, he'll keep you warm all night, my baby. He ain't messing around with shady, treats a lady like a lady, and he sure does treat me right. Wasn't gonna go there, remember last year, he took you out for supper and a couple of beers. He treats a lady.